Oh, that is terrific. How many people have listened to those over the years? You know, and talking about the years, you've had an incredible career. And I was wondering if you could just sort of go back for us, just informally, to when your radio career began and when.
Well, I certainly can do that because I think of it often. I feel so lucky and so fortunate because I know that I was in the right place at the right time, and I really do see the hand of the Almighty in guiding me where I was going. To go clear back, I was in high school when I was bitten by the radio bug, about junior in high school. And that is, well, I'm celebrating my 60th high school reunion. Just celebrated it last week. Not as we're visiting, but as I'm on the air with you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That would mean you'd have to be over 60.
Yes, like about 17 years. No, I remember so well, we did a radio show, a one act, and they asked us to do it on the radio, and I was so thrilled with it and so excited over it that I thought, boy, this is for me.
Where was this at?
This was in Des Moines, Iowa.
And you remember the radio call signals of the station those years ago?
Are you kidding? I should say I do. KRNT.
Isn't that incredible? Mm-hmm.
And, which is most interesting because I also do a program on the local radio station, KYNT, here in Yankton.
Wow.
All those many, many years later. But anyway, then I went to Drake. And
for the people that don't know where Drake's at?
Everybody knows where Drake is. Drake Relays, my goodness, I should say, in Des Moines.
Yes.
And...